USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years of age or older. Now that the COVID vaccine has received authorization, the task of getting it out to millions of Americans is underway. Speaking at a Saturday press conference, Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer General Gustav Perna says his group's mission still has a long way to go to be completed.
So while today we applaud everybody who's been a part of the team, part of the collaboration, part of the success that's brought us here today, we know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine. To every American that wants it, receives it.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A woman has been charged with reckless endangerment after running her car into a group of protesters in New York City. Kenneth Burns has more from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The Friday afternoon protest was against detentions by federal immigration agents in Midtown Manhattan. The incident was caught on video, according to witnesses and the police. The footage shows the vehicle stopped with protesters in front of the car seconds before the driver floors it, plowing into protesters. Six victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The driver was taken into custody a block later by NYPD. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And President Trump's legal team lost a federal suit Saturday that sought to have Wisconsin's legislature name him the winner of the presidential election in that state. As that suit was dismissed, the president's lawyers were also arguing a similar case at the state's Supreme Court, challenging votes in Wisconsin's two most populous counties. That effort awaits a decision from the court. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A popular outerwear company says no thanks to an oil company. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Inobex Downhaul Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inobex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inobex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early top 25 college football action on Saturday saw number one Alabama cruise into the SEC championship with a 52-3 beating of Arkansas. They'll take on number six Florida next weekend. Number nine Georgia beat number 25 Missouri 49-14. Number 14 Northwestern finish off Illinois 28-10. The Wildcats now go on to the Big Ten championship to face number four Ohio State, whose traditional rivalry game with Michigan was canceled this week. And Utah upset number 21 Colorado 38-21. The Buffaloes' loss clinches a spot in the Pac-12 title game for number 15 USC. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.